American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. Yep, this is that show that uses that word totalitarianism to describe what's going on in the world around you so that you can understand who these totalitarians are and you can call them out. And yes, in this government, the United States of America, we have the opportunity to do just that because we do have a constitution. We do have a Bill of Rights that, well, guarantees us certain God-given rights. Not the government giving us rights, but God. Unalienable rights given to us by God. No one else. Not the government. Not Barack Hussein Obama. Not Mao Zedong. Not Adolf Hitler. Not Pol Pot, not Joseph Stalin, Vladimir Lenin, or Karl Marx even, or none of those Fabian socialists or environmentalists, and of course the Hitlerian Nazis that run the United Nations. None of those people give you rights. God gave you those rights. And that's what we cherish about our Constitution here in this country, and on this radio show, I might add. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're still covering wall-to-wall what's happening up there in Oroville and encouraging people to go to the alternative media to get the truth and information about what is going on. Make your own decision about whether or not you're going to evacuate, which I would suggest if they get to that point where they're finally pulling the plug on it and saying evacuate, you should have been long gone. Learn what is going on as much as possible. And when this show is over, we'll be posting it up on the internet. You can listen to it again. And go utilize many of the resources that we have available to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. AccuWeather right now, KRCA, KC, those are some of the stations down there in Sacramento that are putting out pretty good information. We encourage you to follow those stories. They're those stations. That one station in particular has really straight shooting content, I believe, and they bring out good information that matches what we give you here on Agenda 21 for the most part. We don't give you the video, but that will be coming. You'll probably be listening to us on video here pretty soon, or on YouTube, or one of the Roku channels. And by the way, if you are listening to us on Roku, thank you very much. Yeah, we know we have listeners out there right now that are gathered up around their TV screen wishing that they could see me on Roku. Well, you know, all I can say is, you know, put the ego aside here. We got a radio show to do. Anyway, moving on. Okay, a lot of other things happening. The biggest thing that really, I think, happened substantially was yesterday. And this is a situation where we had Donald Trump getting out in front of all this garbage that's going on. Of course, he asked for and got the resignation of Michael Flynn, which we reported on what that was all about. But yesterday, Donald Trump reasserted himself in the whole fray. It was kind of like, you know, everybody's just rising up against Donald. Boy, the left is just going nuts, and the left is doing this, the left is doing that. Ah! All being, of course, helped out by the totalitarian in chief, who is now, I guess you would say, in exile. No, he's still living in Washington, D.C. We're talking about former President Barack Hussein Obama. Because he's left office, everybody seems to think his influence is gone, right? No. His legacy is in the staffs that he hired in the various executive branch bureaucracies. And they're giving everybody fits right now, especially your intelligence agencies, which are spewing out leaks to the media about Donald Trump. Now, here's the problem. They're all lies. Now, this is interesting because Donald Trump is a man of decision-making. He's going to get things done. He gets down to bidding it. And in yesterday's press conference, he was getting down to bidding it and taking on the media.
The distortion, and we'll talk about it. You'll be able to ask me questions about it. But we're not going to let it happen because I'm here again to take my message straight to the people. As you know, our administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all. I just want to let you know, I inherited a mess. Beginning on day one, our administration went to work to tackle these challenges.
Now, I like what Donald has done here. Instead of blaming Bush and saying, you know, it was the Bush administration, he's just saying he inherited a mess, which could be collectively Barack Obama and George Bush. But it's clear that he's talking about Obama. I mean, the mess that this country is in is self-evident, except for those that want to scream and jump up and down because Donald is the president, a billionaire, a capitalist. Of course, a capitalist, I mean, you got to understand Karl Marx, why this offends so many people, especially the Marxists in the universities, right? And the radical Islamists, that want to go out and destroy America. Sharia law. John Brennan, are you with me on that? My brother. So Donald Trump comes out and puts it out there. I inherited a big mess. I like that. I like to hear that. He didn't blame Obama. I inherited a big mess. Now he's going to do something about it.
On foreign affairs, we've already begun enormously productive talks with many foreign leaders, much of it you've covered, to move forward towards stability, security, and peace in the most troubled regions of the world, which there are many. We have had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings, Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada. Really, really productive conversations. I would say far more productive than you would understand. We've even developed a new council with Canada to promote women's business leaders and entrepreneurs. Very important to me, very important to my daughter Ivanka. I have directed our defense community, headed by our great general, now Secretary Mattis. He's over there now, working very hard, to submit a plan for the defeat of ISIS, a group that celebrates the murder and torture of innocent people in large sections of the world. It used to be a small group. Now it's in large sections of the world. They've spread like cancer. ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited.
From President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's who he inherited that from. The founders of ISIS.
And we have imposed new sanctions on the nation of Iran, who's totally taken advantage of our previous administration. And they're the world's top sponsor of terrorism. And we're not going to stop until that problem is properly solved. And it's not properly solved now. It's one of the worst agreements I've ever seen drawn by anybody. I've ordered plans to begin for the massive rebuilding of the United States military. I've had great support from the Senate. I've had great support from Congress generally. We've pursued this rebuilding in the hopes.
Well, we're going to come back to this press conference yesterday because it's epic, especially how he handles the fake media. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
All aboard the crazy train, as I say at this time of the show. Yeah, Donald Trump is putting everybody on the crazy train and waving goodbye. I think that's sort of what he's doing right now. And again, I got to tell you, I watched this last night. I was going to go to bed early, and I said, well, just, you know, go in there and take your handy-dandy little iPad, and you can watch it there, and you can get your, you know, lay in bed and watch this thing at the same time. And I said, okay. So I went to bed early and started watching it, and said, what's, like, 90 minutes? I'm like going, gosh, it's a long time. It's an hour and 11 minutes long. And so I said to myself, geez, this is amazing as I was watching it. The first time I've ever seen a president just go after it. Ever. I mean, I've been an aficionado of press conferences all the way back to Kennedy. I watched every single John Kennedy press conference. I watched it. Either recorded or at the time live. Or after the fact, you know, years after the fact. I've seen every single one of them. And he was excellent, by the way. I was not a John Kennedy fan until around the mid-80s. You know, I'll tell you, I was so jaded by my family, my stepfather and my mother. They hated Kennedy. Because they were Nixon aficionados. It was interesting because I was there when Nixon, I can vividly remember, sitting at home watching on our Zenith TV, remote control, black and white, I might add. It was kind of interesting. If you took two spoons and put them together, the channel would change. Just the right radio frequency. Anyway, but we had rabbit ears. I'll never forget that. And I watched the debate of Nixon and Kennedy. And it was really interesting because my stepfather was a KFI radio listener. He wasn't a real TV guy. So he really went in the other room and was doing stuff and was not watching the debate at the time. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, just a little kid. I was just watching it, you know, just hanging out. But I knew it was important to them, and that's one of the reasons I became politically activated because of my parents. I mean, clearly that was the case. And as a young man growing up, I was watching this. And but my stepfather, he wouldn't watch a lot of TV, and he'd get everything from KFI. 640 on the dial in Los Angeles. And so it was interesting because after the debate, I can remember that my mother and I were sitting there watching it and thinking that Nixon just got his butt kicked bad. And the reason was because we were watching. Now, my stepfather came out and said, wow, that Nixon, he just cleaned his clock. I mean, he's just going all over the place about Nixon winning the debate. And we're sitting there looking around like, God, he looked horrible. He had a horrible suit. He was sweating. You could see his facial expressions. And they were such an attraction to see that you forgot any kind of messaging that he had because it was such a distraction. And, of course, the rest is history. But I'll never forget that. And, of course, everybody making a big light of that years later. Well, yeah, Nixon looked terrible. But it's a lesson learned. But Kennedy did a great job in his press conferences. It was a game changer the way he handled them, by the way. That's the point. We saw another game changer yesterday with Donald Trump. And, I mean, he really smacked people around and got a correction going.
We will never have to use this military. And I will tell you, that is my... I would be so happy if we never had to use it. But our country will never have had a military like the military we're about to build and rebuild. We have the greatest people on earth in our military, but they don't have the right equipment, and their equipment is old. I used it. I talked about it at every stop. Depleted. It's depleted. It won't be depleted for long. And I think one of the reasons I'm standing here instead of other people is that, frankly, I talked about we have to have a strong military. We have to have strong law enforcement also. So we do not go abroad in the search of war. We really are searching for peace, but it's peace through strength. At home, we have begun the monumental task of returning the government back to the people on a scale not seen in many, many years. In each of these actions, I'm keeping my promises to the American people. These are campaign promises. Some people are so surprised that we're having strong borders. Well, that's what I've been talking about for a year and a half, strong borders. They're so surprised. Oh, he having strong borders. Well, that's what I've been talking about to the press and to everybody else. One promise after another, after years of politicians lying to you to get elected. They lied to the American people in order to get elected. Some of the things I'm doing probably aren't popular, but they're necessary for security and for other reasons. And then coming to Washington and pursuing their own interests, which is more important to many politicians. I'm here following through on what I pledged to do. That's all I'm doing. I put it out before the American people, got 306 Electoral College votes. I wasn't supposed to get 222. They said there's no way to get 222. 230 is impossible. 270, which you need, that was laughable. We got 306.
Well, let me say this about that. I have never heard a president or seen a president say and do exactly what he said he was going to do in the campaign and come to Washington and he's doing it. In fact, he was lining up jobs and doing it before he became sworn in as president. I've never seen that in my lifetime. Never. Now, John Kennedy was pretty close in the sense that the way he addressed the media. But none of the elected officials, Reagan, somewhat of an exception, he actually did campaign and did follow through on his promises more so than anybody else. But not like Donald Trump has already done and is doing, and he's not even a month in. And people are shocked. They're shocked that he's actually following through. And this is one of the things I think that drives the left nuts. Because we conservatives, we want to get things done. We usually do what we say we're going to do and follow through. And that's something, and of course in his world, the business world, getting things done, getting things constructed on time, getting things under budget, all those things are discipline he understands. But the left in Washington, the media in Washington, they don't get that. They like to play between the lines. Distort things, create fake news. They got nothing except for the bald-faced truth from Donald Trump, and they can't handle the truth. So they may have to make it up. They have to make up their own truth. This is delusional thinking, ladies and gentlemen. The left thinks in a delusional manner, and they're making so many things up. That's why they call it fake news. And a term later on you're going to hear, very fake news. I mean, they've never seen anything like a Donald Trump in Washington.
Because people came out and voted like they've never seen before. So that's the way it goes. I guess it was the biggest Electoral College win since Ronald Reagan. In other words, the media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. But a lot of people are happy about it. In fact, I'll be in Melbourne, Florida, 5 o'clock on Saturday, and I just heard that the crowds are massive that want to be there. I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fire.
Well, we're going to be back with more of Donald Trump and the press conference that seems to be blowing the minds of the left. To me, it's just a crazy train they're on.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy line, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about Donald Trump and the left and all the garbage that they're doing. Are they doing garbage? Of course they are. They're the left. But Donald Trump, you know, in what I call a really an epic performance yesterday, really, I think, set the record straight in so many different ways regarding his administration. It's amazing. Anyway, some of the things that's on Drudge, I'm going to sort of digress. We're going to come back to this press conference here in a second, but some of the things that are on Drudge: Mexicans flood consulates. We knew this was going to happen. In fact, it's kind of interesting. A little side note to everybody here in California that Javier Becerra, the new attorney general who replaced Obama in an address, a.k.a. Kamala Harris, who became Senator Kamala Harris, Obama in an address, he has decided that he's going to utilize the facilities of the great state of California to help the illegal immigrants for counseling with attorneys and other legal matters that might come before them if, in fact, ICE agents show up at their doors. Isn't that nice that California state government is facilitating such actions? You know, in defiance of federal law. A lot of people are talking about that, is what he is doing is it in defiance of federal law. That's what we're doing out here in California. We're sort of giving the finger to the feds, at least the government. Not all California, don't get me wrong. Most Californians really do not know what their government is doing. That's a fact. Now, in Northern California, we've figured it out. With all this flooding business, we understand the negligence and all that stuff with Jerry Brown and others. And we know it's because of the Jefferson movement, we know what the grievances are against the state of California. And they're immense. I mean, with the grievances that are lined up for the state of Jefferson, I mean, I got to tell you something. It is absolutely monumental. I mean, I don't see why they don't form another four more states out of California just using the grievances listed and coming forward from the state of Jefferson movement. I'm not planting any seeds for other counties that might want to, you know, separate and form a new state out of California. It is a big state, after all. It's pretty unmanageable, especially if you have totalitarian socialist slash communist rule. You know, when government fails, such as what we've had here in California, it's time to take issue with it, obviously. But anyway, isn't that nice that that's going on? Other things, Dreamers Nightmare, it says. ICE raids lower under Trump. Obama, Bush mobilized troops for enforcement. Now, there's an interesting story here, and it just popped up on Drudge. And remember, it's Drudge Friday, so we're within bounds here. Also, Breitbart. Drudge Friday, there's an article here that says, AP botch. National Guard not called on illegals. Now, this is interesting. And again, this is getting into what we're about to talk about with Donald Trump in the press conference, because he really takes on the media here. This is a classic as to the fake media that's out there. And I want you to know that. This is from the Daily Mail. Trump administration denies it's considering mobilizing up to 100,000 National Guard troops to round up illegal aliens. But White House source says it has been discussed. A proposal reportedly making the rounds at the Department of Homeland Security would identify 11 immigrant-heavy states and ask them to mobilize troops. Governors would have an opt-out privilege, but the total number of National Guardsmen and women could approach 100,000. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says an 11-page draft seen by the Associated Press is not a White House document. Spicer insists the AP report that the plan is under consideration is 100% not true. It's false. It's irresponsible to be saying this. A White House aide confirms to the DailyMail.com that the idea has been discussed, but what wouldn't say if it has been recommended to President Donald Trump. The potential aim would be to hasten the removal of criminal aliens like those Trump railed against on the campaign trail. And a Trump executive order greatly expands that group and may include people whose only crime was sneaking across the border. Only crime. You see, it's really, you know, it's hard to stand at the border and discern who's committing a crime, who's going to commit a crime, who has committed a crime crossing the border. Don't you think? I mean, that's why these policies have to be in play, so that we can vet people and channel them in, so that we can vet them and find out who they are. We're not even doing that. That's my point. We're not following the basic laws that we have available to us. We're not doing that. And we should be. So what in the world is going on is the big question. What is truly going on? Anyway, more Donald Trump.
Get my cabinet approved. And they're outstanding people. Like Senator Dan Coats, who's there, one of the most respected men in the Senate. He can't get approved. How do you not approve him? He's been a colleague, highly respected. Brilliant guy, great guy. Everybody knows it. We're waiting for approval. So we have a wonderful group of people that's working very hard, that's being very much misrepresented about, and we can't let that happen. So if the Democrats, who have, all you have to do is look at where they are right now. The only thing they can do is delay, because they've screwed things up royally, believe me. Let me list to you some of the things that we've done in just a short period of time. Just got here. I got here with no cabinet. Again, each of these actions is a promise I made to the American people. So we'll go over just some of them. And we have a lot happening next week and in the weeks coming. We've withdrawn from the job-killing disaster known as Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're going to make trade deals, but we're going to have one-on-one deals, bilateral. We're going to have one-on-one deals. We've directed the elimination of regulations that undermine manufacturing and called for expedited approval of the permits needed for America and American infrastructure. And that means plant, equipment, roads, bridges, factories. People take 10, 15, 20 years to get disapproved for a factory. They go in for a permit. It's many, many years. And then at the end of the process, they spend tens of millions of dollars on nonsense. And at the end of the process, they get rejected. Now, they may be rejected with me, but it's going to be a quick rejection. Not going to take years. But mostly, it's going to be an acceptance. We want plants built, and we want factories built, and we want the jobs. We don't want the jobs going to other countries. We've imposed a hiring freeze on non-essential federal workers. We've imposed a temporary moratorium on new federal regulations. We've issued a game-changing new rule that says for each one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. Makes sense. Nobody's ever seen regulations like we have. You go to other countries and you look at industries they have and you say, let me see your regulations. And they're a fraction, just a tiny fraction of what we have. And I want regulations because I want safety, I want environmental, all environmental situations to be taken properly care of.
We're going to come back to the final segment there of Donald Trump speaking at his press conference. Very revealing, one of the best press conferences I've ever heard or seen from a president.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get back to Donald Trump and his press conference. And it's kind of interesting. I'm getting some of the emails from our listeners out there talking about such things as what happened with Mount Shasta, what happened to Mount Last, and all these different mountains. And, of course, Mount St. Helens, the explosions that occurred there. And we're talking about at the time and context of what was happening with Shasta Lake and Oroville Lake, and of course the dam situation up there. So a lot of reminiscing going on by a lot of people, but it's interesting the amount of strange things that were happening, especially around Mount St. Helens. It became a whole new world because when a volcano goes, not necessarily just a lava flow like you see in the volcanoes with Hawaii, but a lot of superheated mud and water becomes what's known as a pyroclastic flow, and it starts to, as a mud liquid, it's very liquidy, but it's of course hundreds of degrees hot, and that flow consists of a lot of dust and volcanic ash, as it's called. It's absolutely creates nighttime in a fully sunlit area. This is called global cooling, because what happens, and you've heard of Krakatoa, you've heard of a number of different Vesuvius and so on. When these volcanoes go up, they have huge impact upon the environment. I mean, you talk about global warming, global cooling. When you have a volcano go off, it will circulate this pumice through the air all around the globe and literally cause a cooling effect of the globe. This is what's happened before many, many times when volcanoes... I mean, see, the impact of things such as volcanoes can be, like, daily. You can have a volcano go up one day, and it's going to spread the pumice all around the world, I mean, because of the explosive factor. And it alters the weather in the entire planet. This has happened many times in history. But, of course, if you're into anthropogenic global warming, that's not the case. It's always man-made global warming that seems to be the problem, or climate change. Isn't that interesting? Just a little side note to this whole discussion that's going on about, altering the environment and whether or not one of the things, look for one of the excuses in this Oroville Dam situation that's coming forward. And Red Smith brought this out, that it was at one of the press conferences, this was brought up, that they're going to use as an excuse, and you're already in some places hearing this, that what has happened at Oroville was totally unpredicted. Totally, they'd never seen anything like this before. And they're going to say that. And the reason why they're going to say that is because, they want to make sure that that it was global warming and climate change, man-made global warming and climate change, that caused so much rain and caused the cracking of the dam. You bet. Of course. I mean, it's built-in excuse, right? Global warming. There's actually a question at one of the press conferences. I heard this guy ask a question. Well, do you think that we ought to plan for better dams now in light of, what's happening with global warming? Now, a global warming dam. There you go. Climate change, global warming dam. I guess that's the best way to explain the malfeasance and negligence of a governor such as Jerry Brown and everybody else who knew about this situation years ago and did nothing about it, even though they had the money to fix it. We citizens gave them the money to fix it, but they didn't fix it because, they wanted to take that money and move it off to social justice programs. Money for illegal immigrants, correct? Get it? Demographically changing California forever? So that they could have a political party and people can vote for them illegally? Hillary Rodham Clinton winning by 3 million votes here in California? Hello? How do you think she got 3 million votes? That is a fact, guys. That's how they do things. That's how the left does things. I've just brought the Mount St. Helens things up because I can remember those flows, and I can remember that pumice. I still have a little tiny bottle of the pumice that was left, or the pyroclastic flow, if you will, the dust and debris that was. It's very, very fine. It's finer in than baking soda, actually, but it's very gritty. In fact, when aircraft are diverted away from volcanoes or even the ash cloud that's around, they can go up as high as 40,000, 50,000 feet. Because what it does is it, as a jet is flying through the cloud, that the dust actually is very abrasive to the windshields. And it can fog them, you know, flying through some of that, depending upon how thick it is, can fog the windshields of the aircraft. Which pilots don't want that when they're flying at, you know, 35,000 feet. No, they just don't want that sort of thing going on. That's why they stay away from those kind of things. So, you know, the point that I'm making, the excuses about this whole thing at Oroville Dam that they're going to come up with, look for them. But the bottom line is, it's just mismanagement. It's neglect. It's malfeasance. It's lack of responsibility by somebody who's sworn to protect and defend the public. But in the reality, no one is protecting us from the governor's office. Else they would have solved this problem about Oroville Dam years ago when they knew about it. When they had the money, where they were allocated the money and they didn't spend it on it. Of course not. They redirected the funds, thanks to Jerry Brown and others, into their own little pet projects, which is, of course, illegal immigration. The fleecing of America, the fleecing of California, has been going on for a long time, and now, of course, we don't have the money. We're at that point where we've run out of other people's money for the programs that we're spending on. Maybe we should stop spending on those programs, and that way we'd have some money, right? Our $2 trillion debt doesn't help. Yeah, that's the tab that they've run up, and what the unfunded mandates that this state has. Just can't get out of that hole, ladies and gentlemen, unless we do some very, very serious, I guess you would say, gut checking along the road. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. It's amazing what is really going on. Hang on here a second. I'm going to figure out where we're going with everything. Yeah. We've got a lot of things going on. Still, we're hearing some rumors and some suggestions by some people that some engineers are actually making statements such as, stay out of Oroville. These are not substantiated yet. We're going to try and figure out what we got going on here and go from there. But, yeah, we're trying to pull up a YouTube thing here to see what's stated. But some people are saying that, I've been hearing some engineers say this, that it's probably not a good idea. And, again, that goes back to the thing that we reported, that we have a source on the ground that is saying that the probability of the dam actually becoming breached is that you have a situation where the dam is really not stable. And this is what they're saying, that this dam is not stable, and as a result, you should stay out of Oroville because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in Oroville. And it might be a situation where, yeah, the dam does break when you're there. What can I say? Anyway, remember, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong and certainly stay vigilant and pay attention to what's going on up in Oroville and up in Northern California because, you know, your life could depend upon it. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.